Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Laura and John are joining us today. They want to talk about the Rotary in Woodstock. Laura and John, welcome to Around Town.
Hi. Thanks for having us again.
Well, you're quite welcome. So, what's going on with the Rotary?
Oh, busy as ever. Actually, one exciting thing that's going on, it's very Rotary, is we have a member of our club, Marlene Frisbee, who is going to be the district governor for Rotary. So that's our district. Our district is comprised of several clubs. How many?
About 70.
70 clubs. So she's going to be in charge of all of those 70 clubs. So it's very exciting that she's taking that position. And that'll be 2025-26 that she'll be doing that.
Wow, that's great.
Do you want to tell them what Rotary is?
You could tell them what Rotary is.
So just in case, I'm assuming everybody in the whole world knows, but just in case they don't, Rotary is a service organization. It's almost 125 years old. It was founded in the city of Chicago by a guy named Paul Harris. And there are clubs in 200 countries around the world, so it's truly an international organization. And so we in Woodstock have our club. We've got about 45 members. And we do projects both locally and support projects globally. So we support projects in Africa and countries in Africa. We do projects in Guatemala as a district. But really, it's an organization that is tied to serving our community and our world.
John, with Huntley having a Rotary also, is there an interchange between the two Rotaries working together? You're so close, Woodstock and Huntley.
I was going to make a joke and say no, but the reality is, yeah, we do. We collaborate on projects. They come up and volunteer for things we do. We go down and volunteer for things they do. Fundraisers, we share, attendance back and forth at different fundraisers. And that's really the spirit of Rotary as a whole. So there are, I think, 8 clubs in McHenry County, 10 clubs in McHenry County. And so we actually have a coalition of those McHenry County clubs that drive support back and forth.
We go to each other's meetings too. So, like, if I can't make my own meeting in Woodstock, I might come out here and they'll do the same.
You know, Jen, you talked about all the things around the world where Rotary is located. You want to tell the folks specifically what Rotary does?
And it's hard to say specifically what Rotary does because it does so much. But I think, you know, the motto of Rotary is service above self. So at the core, it's about serving the community. And in Rotary, the community is the whole world. So one of the biggest projects we do is a partnership with the Bill Gates Foundation and Polio Now. So in the 70s, I think, maybe early 80s, a club in the Philippines wanted to tackle polio. And in this country, it had been kind of under control since, you know, the late 40s, mid-50s maybe. We had the polio vaccine, but in other countries around the world, that was not the case. And so in the 70s, a club in the Philippines wanted to tackle polio. And that actually became not only their mission, but it became the mission of Rotary as a whole. And so every year, clubs donate to the End Polio Now campaign. Rotarians go into countries and help vaccinate. So there's huge vaccination initiatives across the country. They've built massive systems of vaccination support and healthcare support, which allow for other purposes. So I'm sure it was activated during parts of the COVID to get vaccines out into places where it wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And at this point, I think polio in the wild, kind of polio in the wild, which is what they're trying to tackle, is down to one country, maybe two. And it was part of, I'm forgetting now, it was Nigeria at one point was considered polio free, and then it popped back up again. It was either Afghanistan or Pakistan is the other kind of spot that it's still not quite under control. And you can kind of understand, given the political and military situations in those countries, why that's probably,
sure,
why, you know, why it's not been fully controlled there.
John, I saw an article that I thought some polio was popping up in the U.S. because of the lack of vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a little bit of a resurgence you've seen in New York. There are a few cases, and it really does stem from some immigration, some visitors from other places. There is a bit of a anti-vax, but that's less of an impact, I think, for polio.
Okay.
Because we, you know, in this country, it's well under control. So I think what you're seeing more from as a reaction to the vaccine pushback is measles popping back up in other places. But there was last summer, I think, a handful of instances that came of polio, but I think it was more somebody coming in from another country.
Okay. So if you wanted to give a year in review for the Woodstock Rotary, where would you begin?
With Laura.
Okay. Laura, you're on.
So, yeah, we are working around the clock, around the year. We have a program in the schools called Fueling Futures. You know, there are programs in the schools so that kids get free lunches or reduced lunches. But then what is some of those kids on the weekend, what do they do then?
Right.
So there's a program out there that's already in place to help them, but that's not giving them fresh fruits and vegetables. So our Rotary Club stepped in for our school district, and it's called Fueling Futures, and we make sure that those kids go home with food every weekend. We have some of our Rotarians actually do the shopping, go to the store, and are getting them fresh fruits and vegetables, and they try to get some fun food for them too. So their whole family is taken care of for the weekend.
So Laura, where do your funds come from then? How do you generate the money to do all these things?
Yeah, well, that comes from two different places. We're always fundraising too. You know about Christmas Clearinghouse. That's the program that where we supply a Christmas meal and toys and gifts for families in the Woodstock School District every holiday season. We fundraise for that several ways. We have tag days, which is kind of like Salvation Army bell ringing, similar to that. We do that in the community, different stores and shops, and we're standing outside shaking a can, just getting whatever money we can. We do a mail solicitation, so we'll just send a letter and ask for funds specifically for that, and that's all for food insufficiencies. The schools are involved too. It's the middle schools and the high schools. It's called Coin Wars. They have a competition between the classrooms on which classroom can raise more money using coins. It's a huge system that they've put together. And
only coins.
Well, yeah, so it's kind of funny. Okay. So there's like a jug outside of each classroom, and they put coins in. But if somebody puts dollars in, then that's deducted from that total. Another classroom,
you're being punished.
Right, another classroom might put a dollar in, which is raising more money for Christmas Clearinghouse, but it's deducting from that classroom's total. So
it has to be four quarters and not a dollar.
Exactly,
not a paper dollar.
Exactly. Okay. So that's why it's called Coin Wars.
Okay.
So we do that at the middle schools and the high schools. It's a great program. It's a great way for them to be involved to help, but also raise that awareness for them, because this is helping, you know, all of our friends and families.
So what kind of a budget do you have that you need to operate on?
For that alone, it's changed a lot since COVID. We used to need about $100,000. Not true. We used to need about $50,000.
That's annually.
Annually,
yeah. Okay.
To run Christmas Clearinghouse. With prices going up the way they did, it was closer to $100,000. We worked really hard last year. There's, you know, the whole club is involved. It's a huge team of us that work together. How can we get, you know, can we do more ourselves? Can we get reduced pricing on this? You know, just whatever we can do. And we did a really good job of reducing that budget. We also had to make some cuts, though, which that's really hard for us to do. But we did get the budget down to just over 50, maybe somewhere between 50 and 75,000.
Yeah, I think we came in about close to 65, 70 this year, which is, you know, up 20%, 30% from, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. But that's a whole community effort, you know, with that too.
Right. That's it's always a big challenge.
Yeah. And our other big fundraisers, we do a Jeep raffle, which is going on right now. So we sell 1,000 tickets at $100 a piece in order to raise that money that and then fuels or funds the things we do.
So 1,000 tickets, that's the limit, mm-hmm. $100 a piece. Mm-hmm. And then what are the prizes, John?
The prize, the grand prize is a Jeep or cash equivalent, $40,000 in cash or a Jeep. And then we do drawings along the way. And so those are smaller prizes at $500. And so our next one is April 5th. And, you know, we'll draw two names out.
So you had one drawing already.
We've had two drawings already.
Oh, okay.
So February and March we did drawings. April we'll do a drawing, and then we'll do the final one at the end of May at Offsides, and that's May 24th, that Friday before Memorial Day weekend. And so the winners got their name drawn. They got $500 cash prize, and then their name goes back in the pot, and with the potential to win again.
Oh, so you could possibly win the Jeep plus the $500.
Right. I mean,
not a bad deal.
If you're lucky enough, you could win, you know, $2,000 in cash because you had every early bird prize, and then pull a Jeep at the end.
And I assume the Jeep is donated?
No. No.
Well, you have to purchase the Jeep.
There's an expense. Yeah. So
okay.
Which, you know, if we gave out the cash, that would be an expense as well. So there is an expense to raising the money, and that prize is part of that.
Now, how many years have you done this raffle?
I think 21 was the first year. So we used to do an event, our beach party, which was a fun community event, but with COVID and kind of the ramifications that came from that, we weren't able to do that. So one of our club members had seen this done. Again, you know, you got Rotary clubs all over the place, and Batavia does a Corvette drawing. And so he went down and learned about that and brought that to us. And so we've done it. I think this is the third year we've done it.
I think so.
So have you found, I know you said it's a Jeep, but have you found that maybe someone else, another dealer, might offer you a better deal? Or is that open? Will it always be a Jeep, or is it open for a vehicle of any kind?
We partner with Kuna's Country on the Jeep right now. They've been great to work with. So we really have no reason to move from them.
I mean, you could take the cash and apply it, you know, if you wanted something else.
Well, of course, with Kuna's, they have other vehicles, too, if you wanted to do that other than the Jeep. Mm-hmm. But
you could get an RV through Kuna's if you want.
Right, right. But the Jeep seems to be more popular.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun car. It's a good visual. You know, we bring it out different places and sell tickets kind of at different public venues. And, you know, it's a good looking car.
Yeah. So you finish that raffle, and you generate your funds there, and they give you X amount of dollars for future growth or whatever your needs are, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then where do you go from there?
We'll start working on Christmas. We're actually already working on Christmas Clearinghouse right now. But as far as fundraising, those are our two big things. We raise money through Christmas Clearinghouse in a whole variety of ways, and then we're doing the Jeep raffle.
So during the year, if someone says, gee, I want to help the Rotary out, how do they go about doing that?
Well, I would say they reach out and we have a conversation, because it really kind of just depends on what they would like to do. I mean, they could buy a ticket if they want to come and learn more about what we do. We meet every Friday at noon at the Woodstock Country Club, so they can come and see in person our club meetings and hear directly what we do. We look for volunteers to support the work we do. We have projects that we do. Laura mentioned Fueling Futures, but We give out books once a month at the mobile food pantry at one of the churches in town. We have literacy tutoring at the elementary schools. We give out scholarships. We do a lot with ultimately a little. I know, you know, selling 100 tickets or 1,000 tickets at $100 sounds like a lot, but at the end of the day, we stretch $60,000 for Christmas Clearinghouse, and we stretch $60,000 or $50,000 from the Jeep raffle a long way.
So if someone goes to the country club at noon, is what it pays you go, you pay for your own lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everyone pays for their own lunch. But if they just wanted to find out more information, is there a website or a number to call?
Sure. They can. It's very easy. Go to Woodstock Rotary on the internet, Google it. It'll bring you to one of two of our websites. There's a place to donate there. There's a place for more information there. Just definitely check that out. You can also mail a check in, P.O. Box 53, Woodstock, Illinois, 60098.
Well, that brings us to ways we can give, right?
Yeah.
So how are those ways that we can give?
You can participate in the Jeep raffle. You can participate in Christmas Clearinghouse. You can always, again, like John was saying, give your time and help us with any of the projects that we do. And we're always welcome to new members. We're a really fun club. We're very active. So we would love to get new members.
Is there a membership fee?
Yes. So there's a dues structure that comes in two parts. We pay dues to the district, and we pay dues to Rotary International, and that supports lots of the other things that we have going on. The club structure, the district structure, and then we pay for our meals, and so. That's really the cost of it is the due structure, which I think it's less than a couple hundred dollars a year, and then the meals. And so we do charge for meals, and you know, whether you come or not, you have to pay for the meal, but that helps us support some of the other things we do.
So for that aspect, when there's a meal, is it a fixed price meal? Like it's going to be X amount of dollars?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you have a menu that says, here's what you're...
No, we get something different every week.
Right.
Okay. Just
makes it fun.
And you all pay your $15
yep.
or whatever it may be.
Yeah, we bill it in advance, and so you're prepaid, and you get to come in and have lunch and not worry about it. And
how about your beverage, your drinks?
Water, tea, or if you want to go to the bar, you're welcome to go to the bar.
Okay. And it's $200 a year for membership.
For membership, and then, so it's about, I don't know, what about... 1,200 a year in total.
Yeah, roughly 1,000.
Yeah.
So your two big things are Christmas Clearinghouse and the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other ways that you're raising money or that you're working on it? Besides, I know you mentioned the classroom, that type of thing with the coins. Is there any other thing that goes on to help you out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, through Christmas Clearinghouse, we have a ton of ways. We've got, we mentioned tag days already, the mail solicitation, the coin wars. We have product partners where we just partner up with local businesses in Woodstock, and they maybe make a product for us or give a discount, or maybe they've got a beverage or a meal, and they say if you buy it, Christmas Clearinghouse gets a kickback for it. So there's that. We have cans throughout the little donation boxes, and this is all around the holiday season, though, around the community at local realty retailers where you can donate money there.
So, Laura, the people you're donating to, how do you pick the families that you're donating to? Let's say you don't want to donate to a family that does not have a need. You want to donate to families that do have a need. How do you pick those families out?
We're working with social service agencies in the community,
okay.
And they give us a list, and it's very well vetted. And then we contact that family, and just tell them, hey, you're on this list to get this. You know, are you ready for it? Are you, you know, do you need it? And a lot of times they'll come back and say, no, you know, we're still struggling, but we don't need that. We're doing much better.
Okay.
It's really heartwarming. Every year we get families who want to be taken off the list and tell us the story about how they needed it, and they want to give.
You know, those are the kind of stories you want to publish without giving names away.
Right, right, right.
But publish to say, thank you, I need it at one time, but I don't need it now. We're not where we want to be, but we're doing better than where we were.
Yeah.
So I know this is important to you, because I could tell by the emotions on your face, Laura, that it's important to you, because there's a lot of families struggling out there and a lot of people in need. And you don't want to give those that don't need it. But it's really admirable when a family says, well, we did need it. We're slightly better. We don't give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of courage.
Mm-hmm.
How many, when you give these packages out, is it like the week before Christmas or 2 weeks before Christmas?
Yeah, it's usually the weekend before Christmas. I think John's looking up the date this year. It's the calendar is really wonky this year. Everything's pushed back, so it's really close to Christmas.
No, I thought it was further away. I thought we were doing the 14th of December. It's either that or the 21st. Stay tuned for details.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe we should have you folks back like the early part of December so you can promote your Christmas clearinghouse.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be great.
You
know,
we'll check a date when we finish with the show over here.
Well, and we'll need to check a date too.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any things that you want to share with the folks about the organization and how things are going as far as the work you're doing?
It's going really well right now. John talked about the literacy programs that we do locally. I talked a little bit about Fueling Futures. We have scholarships that we give out in the early spring, vocational one for that type of student.
Laura, what's the value of those scholarships?
The vocational is $1,500.
Yeah.
And then there's the potential to get a district level one. So these are for high school seniors who are going into a trade or going into a two-year program. And then there's a district scholarship that they could get as well. So they could qualify for up to $3,000.
So do they fill out an application and apply for this? And when they do, write down a summary or essay why they want to be considered?
Application is online. Just go to our website and it's all right there.
So we've passed the deadline for the vocational. That typically happens the first week of March. So it'll come back around again. So folks could look at it kind of January for that high school senior who's a junior now. And then we have our service scholarship as well.
That's amazing. So there's, in total, how many do you give out then, Jen?
This year it'll be two.
Yeah, I think we're at two this year.
That was one of the things as you try to figure out how you stretch your dollar, you have to figure out how many scholarships you're going to give. So I think we've got two, one vocational and one service-based scholarship.
Rotary's very passionate about youth and youth leadership. We're sending 20 kids to RILA this year. It's coming up, I think it's this month, isn't it, in April?
There's one in March and one in April.
We're sending 20 kids to RILA, which is Rotary Youth Leadership Academy. So they spend a weekend at a kind of a camp in Wisconsin, and it's all about leadership training and learning about yourself and learning about service.
Yeah, what's that age group for that, Laura?
High school.
All high school?
Mm-hmm.
It could be what, freshman, sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's awesome. That's all covered. All the expenses are covered.
Yep.
So it's, I think it's $400 a kid this year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we want to remind everybody that you've been listening to Laura and John talking about the Rotary Woodstock and what they're doing with their organization. And you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Go to huntleyradio.com for more information. Go to shows, click on that. You see all the shows there, past and present. We want to thank both Laura and John for being here, and thank you folks for listening. Have a great day.